The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Avalara. For e-commerce brands, tax compliance gets more complicated with every new channel, state, product, and market. Avalara Agentic Tax and Compliance helps automate the work behind the scenes so merchants can deliver a smoother customer experience. With accurate tax calculation at checkout, clear visibility into tariffs and duties, and fewer surprises for customers when their order arrives. Avalara works with e-commerce platforms like Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, and more, helping teams manage compliance faster and scale with more confidence. You'll learn more about Avalara's e-commerce compliance solutions and explore resources built for growing e-commerce brands. Go to avalara.watsonweekly.com for more details. It's August 24th, 2026, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Google bought Spirit Airlines team chats to train its AI. Mom outranks TikTok with Gen Alpha teens. QXO grew sales 70% and still lost $55 million. And PayPal was worth $280 billion and Stripe bid $53. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Google bought a dead airline's Teams chats to train its AI. Spirit Airlines is dead and shut down May 2nd, halfway through its second Chapter 11 in 2 years, with about $8.1 billion in debt and roughly 17,000 people out of work. The estate has been selling off the pieces ever since. In July, the court approved a sale of 22 LaGuardia takeoff and landing slots to JetBlue for $58.5 million. Last week, it auctioned the data, and Google won that one. Google bid $10 million for Spirit's operating data. The passenger records are not in it. This is the company's own internal file, the thing the company ran on. The August 14th notice came out of the Southern District of New York, which itemized that lot. 100 million emails and 500 million Microsoft Teams chats and collaboration records. Around 30 million lines of code with software models, algorithms, all these things. Pricing from 7.2 billion competitor flights and $7.5 billion passenger transaction records going back to 2008. More than 175,000 employee records dating to 1986, plus the marketing, HR strategy, audit, and fraud files. Google says it receives no personal information and that a third party will scrub personally identifiable data before the handover. Maybe don't hold your breath there. Google's statement, quote, "We acquired part of an enterprise data set from Spirit Airlines, which can be helpful in improving our products and AI models," end quote. Spirit's estate just set up a comp for the future. Enterprise data is now a line item, and the next liquidation will have somebody in the room asking what the internal record is worth. $10 million is either a steal for Google or the opening number in a market that no one has fully priced yet. Personally, I kind of do think it's a steal, and you could see the bidding go up in the future once people realize the value. Our second story. Mom outranks TikTok with Gen Alpha teens. Amazon and Nike came out on top in a study of households with Gen Alpha teens that Harris X and Allison Worldwide shared early with the marketing dive. Fieldwork ran May 4th through the 12th, 705 teens aged 13 to 16, and 750 parents. McDonald's ranked third overall and first in food. Walmart came in fourth overall and first among parents. And there are roughly 16 million Americans in that 13 to 16 band now. The rankings are about what you would expect from any survey of an American household with a teenager in it, so I want to spend the segment on the influence data, which I think is the most interesting part of this. 80% of the teens in the survey said their parents shaped which brands they like, with mom cited by 73% and dad 58%. It runs the other direction too. 91% of parents said their teens influence which brands that they like, which beat every other influence the study measured. The North American lead for Allison said in email comments that mom carries more weight with these kids than any platform, creator, or celebrity. Talk about a counterintuitive statement. The other number I pull is the gap between the two parents. Dads introduce teens to new brands at 60% against 39% for moms, but moms outrank dads on which brands the kid ends up liking, 73-58. And the rankings kind of line up with that. Nike sits first with dads while Walmart sits first with moms. And Wendy's turns up fifth with moms and nowhere else in the study. If you have a plan for e-commerce that treats parents as a single line item, you're funding discovery and approval at the same weight when the survey says that those are two jobs held by two people. And of course, reaching any of them is a harder problem. TikTok gets this 42% of teen girls, Pinterest 19%. YouTube, of course, is tops with boys at 35% and dads at 32%. Facebook leads with moms at 24%. Dritten Nisho at HarrisX called the parent split a media strategy question, and I think that's an interesting way to think about it for those that are concerned about this market. Our third story. QXO grew sales 70% and still lost $55 million. Sales up 70%, a $55 million net loss, and a $17 billion acquisition that closed one day after the quarter ended. Net sales came in around $3.25 billion for the quarter ending June 30th against $1.91 billion a year ago. Kodiak Building Partners brought in April for roughly $2.25 billion, accounting for about $595 million of the sales. Beacon Roofing Supply is in the total as well, an $11 billion deal that closed back in April of 2025. Of course, adjusted net income is $130 million against the $55 million net loss. Brad Jacobs, the CEO, said that the quarter reflects total market conditions, which in building products right now means demand is soft. He didn't actually break out organic growth at all. Four quarters at $3.25 billion puts QXO near $13 billion annually, before TopBuild starts contributing in the third quarter. The CEO told investors he wants $50 billion within the decade and more than double the EBITDA by 2030. And getting from one place to the other means more acquisitions and large ones to catch up to Ferguson. And our last story. PayPal was worth $280 billion, Stripe bid $53. Of course, PayPal is in talks to sell itself. The Wall Street Journal reported Friday that Stripe and the private equity firm Advent International approached the company in July at $60.50 a share, valuing PayPal at roughly $53 billion. PayPal's view was that the price was not sufficient and the two sides have been negotiating since. The journal sources say a deal could come together in the coming weeks with no guarantee that either side gets there. PayPal traded above $300 a share in 2021, a market value north of $280 billion. They warned on profit in March and blamed weak growth in branded checkout, the yellow button itself, along with it called poor internal execution. The former CEO Alex Crist left. Enrique Lores, formerly CEO of HP, like HP has anything to do with a payment company, that he took the chair, cut costs, and split the company into three business lines, and said PayPal would move faster on AI. On last month's earnings call, he said he was focused on the turnaround and would evaluate all opportunities to quote-unquote maximize shareholder value, meaning we're going to sell it for parts. Of course, Stripe is private, so essentially this would be taking PayPal private. And what parts are sold, and if indeed there is an independent PayPal at all, after this sell-off is probably the most important question. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, Mud Jeans filed for bankruptcy. Another sign of a challenged economy or the case of too many denim brands? Second, Home Depot-owned SRS Distribution announced a definitive agreement to acquire Lowe Miller & Company for an undisclosed price. So, I guess we have an HVAC land grab. Story 3, QueenOne, an AI-governed CRM platform, announced it's raised $25 million in growth funding, which will be used to hire talent, further product development, and to launch an advertising business. Story 4, Card Vault by Tom Brady announced it's raised an undisclosed round of funding from strategic investors. The funding will be used to hire talent, open stores, and enter new distribution channels. And finally, Rundu, a point-of-sale system for independent supply retail, announced it's raised $30 million in Series B funding that will be used to hire talent and product development. That's all this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. I write a newsletter you can subscribe to at watsonweekly.com, and you can find the podcast there as well.